In today's sermonette, I'll be speaking about a subject pretty obvious. It's obvious in the church and obvious in the general population, but most people don't really pay attention on. It's about the older generation. It's about grandparents. The changing role of grandparents is the title of my sermonette. I speak on that because I know it's limited to some, but it will be at one day or another, be to all of us here. It'll be the subject. And maybe everybody can learn something about it. And some of us can probably agree on some of this. Pretty sure you've noticed that yourself, as a grandparent, or people you've noticed now, that grandparents are more and more getting involved with the grandchildren. In the news around, a month ago, it was a Wednesday, that's why I have it down here, Wednesday, there was a young lady that was driving, flipped her car, and it was a single car accident, and she flipped it, and she was killed in the accident. The news reporters stated that she was a mother of four children, a single mother of four children. And the grandparents, they were on-camera interviewed with the grandparents. The grandparents said, now it's us. We're going to finish raising these children. That more and more is resonating and coming up to surface since, I guess, in the 2000, I guess, the surveys that I ran through and looked at, this is a real spike since the 2000s, now with the single parents. At work, when I worked at the naval station, there was several people that were working extra years because they took custodian of their grandchildren. They took, in other words, they adopted them. Their children gave up their parental rights to the grandparents, and they're finishing raising them. So it's a different role. And now with teen pregnancies, back, especially here in South Texas, we had the highest percentage of teen pregnancy rate. And it spiked in 2005, and it's still high here in South Texas. So you have grandparents in their 40s, in their 40s. Now they're more and more involved with the raising of their grandchildren. I'm not saying that it's never happened before. What I'm saying is that it has and is happening at a larger scale. The Child Protective Agency, when it removes the children from an unfit parent, due to drugs or alcohol, usually goes to the grandparents. Most of the time, the grandparents of the mother. This is in an effort to maintain some normalcy in the family unit. They call it surviving intervention. The grandparents being the key focal point. It's to maintain the relationship with their grandchildren, as well as feeding information to the child protective agencies when they're removed from the parents and given to the grandparents. Grandparents play an important role in families, contributing to the maintenance of intergenerational relationships. Whatever happened to the traditional, let's go to grandma and grandpa's house, and they're there for a day or a weekend, and they go off. That has changed. The ex-mayor of New York said, what children need most are the essentials that grandparents provide in abundance. They give unconditional love, kindness, patience, humor, comfort, lessons in life, and most importantly, cookies. Rudolph Giuliani. Back in a survey that was given by USA, it states that America is swiftly becoming a granny state. less frail and more involved. We're going back to younger grandparents. Today's grandparents are shunning retirement homes and stepping into the more of a role to raise their grandchildren. The newer grandparents are mainly baby boomers. They 1 in 4 adults are grandparents, twice the rate than the overall population. Grandparents in recent decades have had to open and often fill the absent parents. In West Virginia, I just targeted West Virginia because they closed down all the coal mines there back in Obama years. They closed down a lot of the coal mines. And they've kept their pulse on the population and the census over there. 86% of the deaths in West Virginia are attributed to opioid overdose. That is astounding. This year alone, 818 people died of opioid. That was, and the present rate, it's 90 people a day. This is West Virginia. And many people, I talked with friends of ours, and they said, oh, that's West Virginia, up Midwest, that's because of this, of the shutting down, and they're going into, and it's not as sunny, and they have all these kind of excuses. Well, a couple of Thursdays ago, I was in the Walgreens pharmacy. I was getting some medicine for Amalia, and I don't like to go drive-through, so I get up and go, and the prescription was ready. But the technician was taking care of a lady that was in the drive-thru, and he was having a discussion with her. And she was very adamant about something, and I was putting my ear to it, and I noticed that the conversation that the doctor prescribed to her a cold medicine. And the technician said, ma'am, the doctor prescribed this cold medicine for you, ma'am. And it's an off-the-shelf cold medicine. And he said, Medicaid does not pay for off-the-shelf cold medicines that you're going to have to pay. And she got up out of her car. In the driver's side, she went up to the car. Half of her is outside and half of her inside. Started banging on the glass and hollering. You know, I'm not going to explain. And she was going, and by the looks of her, she was going to a Halloween party. So this was really scary. So, I was wondering why she got upset. I said, is she getting upset for $7.15? I said, so I listened to the technician more and says, ma'am, I'm not a doctor. She said, I'm not going to prescribe cough medicine with codeine in it. So, putting two and two together, Halloween party, cough syrup with codeine, so you can pretty much, and under the underlying curtains, it's everywhere, the abuse is. So unfortunately, the grandparents have to step in. And grandparents' involvement reflected in the census figures. There's 78 million boomers that were born from 46 to 64. Grandparents have become more and more the family safety net. This is according to AARP. While they will continue to enjoy the traditional roles, including spending on gifts for grandchildren, I see them increasingly paying for the extras. They pay for extra things for their grandchildren. According to MetLife Mature Market Institute, their data were supplemented with the 2011 census figures, as well as interviews with census bureaus and other experts. Currently, 5.8 million children, or nearly 8% of all children, or living with grandparents as the head of household. According to the 50 state census, that's up 4.5 million or it used to be 6.3%. Went up 2%. Much of the increase in grandparent caregivers occurred later towards the 2017 mark. The 8% share of children now living with grandparents is the largest in at least 40 years. There's more to come at this coming census that's coming up, that more information will be on that. In all, there are 62.8 million grandparents in the U.S., the most ever. They're projected to make up roughly 1 in 3 adults by 2020. Now, brethren, when I was part of the management circle there at the naval station, we went to a lot of these seminars and there's a buzzword called Workforce 2000. And by 2020 or a little bit 2021, they forecast there's going to be a great shortage of workers in the United States. Great shortage. Grandparents' role, and more important now than ever, is multitasking. They're more involved with grandchildren and playing and everything else, as well as their grandparent duties. Let's go to Proverbs 17, verse 6, brethren. And what does the Bible say about grandparents? Proverbs 17, verse 6. It says here in verse 6, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. In a more recent article in today's magazine of March 18th, 2017, it's titled "The Special Role of Grandparents." If you're lucky, it says, your children's grandparents live nearby. And I can attribute that, brethren, because my mother lives roughly around 4 to 5 hours away. And so does my mother-in-law. So when my daughter was born, we had to pretty much wing it, I guess, so to speak. Because as you've heard, there is no instruction manual on this thing. And by our second child, my wife needed assistance more than I could give her. So my mother-in-law owned a ranch in Mexico. Here she comes, and she comes for 2 weeks. And bright and early one morning, I wake up to the smell of breakfast. And I wake up and I say, oh no. So I get up and get dressed. And sure enough, I hear, you know, she's making tortillas. And I said, let me see, is this a dream? Or she said, well, hurry up before it gets cold. I said, oh. So she makes eggs and beans. And she has the breakfast morning conversation. And I said, ma'am, I didn't want to wake you up so early. He says, no, he says, I'm up at 4:30 every morning, she said. So. And she said, I made some tacos. I said, I cooked some meat up for you, and you made some meat. I'm taking lunch with me. So after 2 weeks, though, it all ended. Have anyone seen the commercial that it's the don't litter in the U.S. when they're littering, and it's that Indian with has a tear? That's what... I said, you don't have to leave right now. Grandparents. That's what they're there for, to help. If you're lucky, your grandchildren's grandparents live nearby and are good role models, and gladly play an active role in the lives of their grandchildren. In some families, the role of grandparents are almost seamless. And a lot of I talked to my brother in the townhouse lived next to him. There's three generations that live there. The grandparents, the parents, and the children all lived in one town. And everybody knows their job, you know. And it's, in some cultures, that's commonplace. But as a grandparent, we have a special function. And in the Kagwa website some years ago, it has something about appreciation for grandparents. And it's basically on the end of the card, it says, embracing family. We live in a society of fragmented and scattered families. Hearts, I believe, are broken very early. Infants are not fooled by the care of strangers in place of their mothers, fathers, or grandparents, and siblings. It says, what God intended families for the nurturing of his future spiritual children has been greatly upset. Now, this late blogger was talking about child care. That's what she was talking about. And you can't differentiate child care with the grandparents or the parents. What can the children receive from healthy relationships with grandparents? Someone, unconditional love, a mentor, a companion, someone who will stand beside them, a sense of adventure, kindness, a zest for life, family traditions, life lessons. 2 Timothy, brethren, 2 Timothy 1, verse 5. And while you're turning into there and you're going to 5, if you go and pause to verse 2, and you take notice that Paul is calling Timothy his son. That's a very close relationship that Paul and Timothy had. Now, Timothy, like most of us, all of us know, that he was raised by his grandmother. So, was going back to, it's nothing new, but at this day and age, it's more and more happening, more frequent. Now, reading from the Scofield Bible, it has a wider translation on this, it says, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, Paul's saying, which first lived in your grandmother, Louise, and in your mother, Eunice. And I am persuaded now lives in you also. He's telling that whatever he can see his grandmother through Timothy. As a grandparent, you might not have, you know, you might not check off everything of the above list. You might not be perfect, but you're there. And that sometimes that's all grandkids need, just for grandma and grandpa to be there. Some things, though, the roles of grandparents have changed. And here's some points for the grandparents. Number one thing, seal your lips. Even if you're an expert who has written 13 bestsellers on parenthood, we can quote scriptures. If you want peace, when your children ask for it, you can give it to them. Now, this is in a position that grandchildren come to grandparents to visit. I'm not saying the ones that live under the roof. Point two, you may love your grandchild, but never forget that she is not your own. Number three, abide by the rules. Whatever goes, when you come to grandpa's and grandma's house, you go to grandma's and grandpa's rules. And accept your role. Accept your role as a grandparent, as a mentor, as an adventurer, as maybe just an ear, just to hear. I had an elderly gentleman next to me that his grandson would come, and his grandson was already 19, 20 years old, and he'd come just to talk to him. And they'd talk about life. And I would ask him, and he said, no, I wouldn't say much. He would do all the talking. And that's all we might need is just an ear. Also, Remember, grandparents, to be together as a grand family and as a family. And number 7, let go of all expectations. Some grandparents, I've been in softball tournaments that their grandkids going to be the best. And you talk to a grandkid and I don't even like baseball, the verbiage, my grandson will be the greatest violinist the nation has ever heard. No, little Johnny's going to be the best at whatever he can do, what he wants. But we're going to mentor him at his strengths. And it's our job as grandparents to recognize that. Final scripture, 1 Timothy 5. 1 Timothy 5, verse 4. Again, from the Scofield Bible. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents. For this is pleasing to God. Brethren, fear God and keep his commandments.